Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Back here on Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino at the Game Sports Bar and Grill. Set adjacent to the FanDuel Sportsbook, best place in town. Grab a bite to eat, watch the game, and enjoy quality craft beer or drink. Mike, we got a pretty good one. Like you said, Thursday night football this evening. The Dallas Cowboys in action at the Detroit Lions.
Cowboys are hot.
It's like a Thanksgiving carryover, part two.
Yeah, and even Bobby, I said, come on, you got to give them their props. He was like, no, Mike, they're playing good. And then Dak Prescott has been red hot, and they got, you know, the receiving core with CeeDee Lamb and Pickens have been lighting it up, but they got the running game and them going out and acquiring Quinnen Williams. You know, and then Kenny Clark comes in, the old vet, in the Micah Parsons deal. And they've done well there. They got some pressure on the quarterback, stopping the run. And the Lions have been disappointing in not being able to run the football any better than what they have with a guy like Jahmyr Gibbs. That's surprising to me, Steve, to be honest with you. And what goes to show Ben Johnson, he did have a little say. You know, Bob always has that line about, you know, play calling is an art. Yep. It's an art form. And you see it with the Lions. Dan Campbell is doing some of it now. He took it over from Johnny Martin, former Saints assistant coach. And it doesn't look the same. It really doesn't look the same as you saw a year ago. So crazy deal. And I also saw University of Alabama, Birmingham. They are promoting their interim head coach, Alex Martinson, to their head coach. Alex, man, I remember he came to Manning Passing Academy. He is the son of Chris Martinson, we heard for so many years on ESPN. In his first game, they upset Memphis, nice. UAB. Yeah. So, man, congratulations to Alex Martinson getting a full-time job at UAB. And also today, and you'll start to hear more and more of this, but the Panini Senior Bowl invited Jack Pyburn from LSU. I like Jack. Jack pedal to the metal on every play, plays the run well. He's an above-average pass rusher. Man, I love his motor out there on the field. He can run, too. So Jack Pyburn's going to be going and playing at the Senior Bowl where you can help yourself out. Yeah, good show in there will really help you.
You're better than me, Mike. I would have said Reese's.
Yeah, but they change it.
I know. It seems like as long as I can remember, it's been the Reese's Senior Bowl.
Okay, how on you, Panini got involved? Man, they got the big deals right in front of the stadium now where you can go buy cards and stuff.
Okay.
They've had that the last 2 years in Thibodeau. Because, come on, Panini, they're not parking them deals at Nicholls State University for nothing.
No, I got a picture of my kid when we were there for
exactly.
Manning Passing Academy.
And so it goes to show you kind of times have changed and I guess you missed that Reese's peanut butter cup. It was good to be put in a bowl and get that dump.
You knew they were always hanging around.
Oh, it's not like.
I guess you'll get plenty of collector's cards now.
Yeah. No question about that. Is it Pop-Tart Bowl?
Yeah,
man,
right.
That's why I want to go to Pop-Tart Bowl, man. They make that fun for everything. So we'll see what happens with LSU and finding out what bowl game that they'll go to. But, really thrilled for Jack Pyburn, really focused young man, plays hard, gives you everything he's got, would look to be a middle-round pick at this stage of the game. But, man, for an undersized defensive end, he plays the run well. He does. He's got a good technical skill. You can tell.
Mike, on our talk and text line, Philip is on the line. You can sound off two folks, 504-260-1870. Philip, welcome on into Weekend Kickoff. What you got for me and Mike?
All right, guys. Mike, Frank Wilson, has you heard any word on if Lane Kiffin is going to keep him on the staff?
That's a good question. I do know he would want to bring his running back coach in from Ole Miss. And so are they going to maybe offer Frank another position? To answer your question, if you ask, and it doesn't seem to be that way at this stage.
Okay.
Because the tea leaves would have told you by now, come on, the way Frank is connected with certain people and, you know, certain players, that you wouldn't have made that announcement by now. Now, I know he hasn't done it with Corey Raymond, but what gave me the tip-off was the defensive back from California, Haven Finney Jr. is his name. And he said, hey, you know, I'm tied in with Coach Corey Raymond. And so a lot of people thought he was going to put this announcement off until Friday. He committed late yesterday. So, again, I'll read the tea leaves that Corey has basically, hey, we're going to be here. I'm going to be here. But with Frank at this stage, unless he decides to take a position other than running backs coach, and maybe it's part of the recruiting deal, and who knows how that's going to shape up with Frank and LSU, I got a feeling he may not be on the coaching staff. And I think Frank can go find him a job as a coach real quick. And Blake Baker gets a head coaching job. Hey, I think he may follow Blake.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.